Ngibingelela nonke abantu baseMzantsi Afrika ngenhliziyo ebuhlungu. Ke le dumedisa kaofela ka pelo ebuhlungu. Le dumedisa batho bothe ba Afrika Tshipembe ka mbilu e babao. I address you this evening, South Africans, with a heavy heart. Over the past few days and nights, there have been acts of public violence of a kind rarely seen in the history of our democracy. Property has been vandalized and destroyed. Shops have been looted. Law-abiding citizens have been threatened and intimidated. Workers are scared that they may not be able to return to work. People have died. At this hour, there are several families in our country that are in deep mourning. I speak of the families of Nkosikhona Chiza, Dumiso Shezi, Khaya Mkhize, Zithembe Ndwandwe, Lindani Bengu, and Lindokuhle Gumede in Gauteng. I also speak of the families of Bekani Ndlovu, Themba Mthembu, Apiwe Gama, and Cebo Dlamini in KwaZulu Natal. Even as we know the high costs of this violence to property, to livelihoods, and to businesses, the loss of human life is the greatest cost of all. As a nation, our thoughts and prayers are with these families that have lost their loved ones. Many South Africans are at this hour counting the cost to their livelihoods and property. They are counting their cost to their shops and businesses that have been destroyed and burnt down. And they are also counting their cost to the safety and security of themselves as South Africans. Many more South Africans are feeling anxious and afraid tonight. Parts of the country are reeling from days and nights of public violence, destruction of property, and looting of the sort rarely seen before in the history of our democracy. Lokhu okwenzekayo manje besingakakuboni. Dintho tsentse di etsahala. Ke khale re sa di bone mo democracy e ya rona. It started with the burning of trucks at Mooi River in KwaZulu-Natal this past Saturday and was followed by blockades of roads in the northern parts of the province and the looting of shops in eThekwini and Pietermaritzburg. For the past 2 days, Gauteng has experienced the blocking of roads, looting of shops, damage to property, and burning of trucks. Thanks to the work of our law enforcement agencies, 166 suspects have been arrested in KwaZulu-Natal and 323 suspects have been arrested in Gauteng in relation to these incidents. Nevertheless, violence is continuing in many parts of these two provinces and may be spilling over to other provinces. Some have characterized these actions as a form of political protest. This violence may indeed have its roots in the pronouncements and activities of individuals with a political purpose and in expressions of frustration and anger. At the beginning of this unrest, there may have been some people who sought to agitate for violence and disorder along ethnic lines. We know that the majority of our people have, out of principle, refused to be mobilized along these ethnic lines. However, what we are witnessing now are opportunistic acts of criminality, with groups of people instigating chaos merely as a cover for looting and theft. There is no grievance nor any political cause that can justify the violence and the destruction that we have seen in parts of KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng. Our constitution guarantees the right of every person to protest, to organize, to engage in free expression and free association. Our constitution is very clear on these issues. It gives every person an equal right to protection before the law and confers on every person a responsibility to respect and uphold the rights of others. Our constitution is the foundation of the rule of law in our country. And this is a right that was fought for by many in our country, and many people laid down their lives so that we can have this right. It is this rule of law that guards against the abuse of power, that protects the poor and the vulnerable. It is this rule of law that enables our society to function and our economy to develop in the interests of the people of South Africa. The victims of the violence that is unfolding now, the victims being the workers, the truck drivers, business owners, the parents and families of those who have lost their lives, have done nothing wrong whatsoever. Although these may be opportunistic acts of looting driven by hardship and poverty, the poor and the marginalized bear the ultimate brunt of the destruction that is currently underway. As I said, shops have been looted and infrastructure has been destroyed. This means that our sick cannot get medication from pharmacies. Food does not reach supermarket shelves, and health workers cannot go to work. We will soon be facing a huge risk of food insecurity and medication insecurity in a few weeks. Our vaccination program has been severely disrupted just as it is gaining momentum. This will have lasting effects on our ability to consolidate some of the progress we are already witnessing in our economic recovery as well. These disruptions will cost lives by cutting off the supply chains that sustain our food, our health and production systems. The path of violence, of looting and anarchy, leads only to more violence and devastation, as well as suffering. It leads to more poverty, more unemployment, and more loss of innocent life. This is not who we are as South Africans. This is not us. Time and time again, we have chosen a different path, a path of peace, a path of engagement, and a path of democracy. We have chosen to pursue dialogue and protest rather than violence and chaos. Each of us, no matter our position or our circumstances, has an interest in maintaining and upholding the rule of law in our country. It is therefore a matter of vital importance that we restore calm and stability to all parts of the country without any delay. It is vital that we prevent any further loss of life or injury or destruction of valuable infrastructure and property that sustains the lives of our people. Yes, it is important that we protect property. We are therefore mobilizing all available resources and capabilities to restore order in our country. As a Commander-in-Chief of the South African Defence Force and our security forces, I have today authorized the deployment of the Defence Force personnel in support of the operations of the South African Police Service. The National Joint Operation and Intelligence Structure, known as NetJoints, has intensified deployments in all the affected areas in KwaZulu-Natal and in Gauteng. The South African Police Service is putting measures in place to call up operational members from leave and rest days to increase the presence of law enforcement personnel on the ground. The NetJoints is receiving support from the Intelligence Coordinating Committee, comprising of South African Police Service, Crime Intelligence, Defence Intelligence, and State Security. In addition to greater visibility and an intelligence-driven personnel or presence in potential hotspots, we will be prioritizing the prosecution of suspects alleged to be involved in this violence. The National Security Council, which I chair as Commander-in-Chief, will be meeting twice a day to coordinate all measures necessary to restore stability in our country. And I'd like to be clear, we will take action to protect every person in this country against the threat of violence, intimidation, theft, and looting. We will not hesitate to arrest and prosecute those who perpetrate these actions and will ensure that they face the full might of our law. This is a clear instruction that I have given our security personnel. We will restore calm and order so that we can get on with the task of rebuilding this country and creating a better life for its people. The passage of time has not erased from our memories the dark days when sinister elements stoked the flames of violence in our communities to try to turn us against each other. we live with these memories still. But we also remember that as we were preparing for democratic change, we came together as a society to end the violence that was rampant in many communities. Re ile ra iphanako hore re buisane hore dintwa di fele mahara rona. As we confront this challenge, we should remember how at another time in our history, as we were preparing for democratic change, we came together as a society to end the violence that was rampant in many of our communities. We came together as religious leaders, as traditional leaders, as trade unions, as businesses, community organizations, political parties, non-governmental organizations, sporting organizations, and many others to bring peace to our nation. Now we need to come together once again for each of us to play our part in restoring calm to these areas that have been affected by violence, for each of us to stand up for the rule of law and for the peaceful resolution of the situation that confronts us. This afternoon, ministers and senior officials in the economic and security clusters met with Business Unity South Africa to take stock of the situation and to develop coordinated actions. We have agreed to work together to ensure the safety of drivers, of cashiers, of patients, and customers. We have agreed to share information as well as resources to ensure that we restore key supply chains that drive our economy and improve our livelihoods. We are making arrangements for government leaders and public representatives as part of their responsibilities, be they mayors, members of parliament, members of the provincial legislature, to meet with leaders in various communities to promote stability. As part of our ongoing engagement with key sectors of society, I will be meeting with leaders of political parties to discuss the current situation and to gain from their wisdom on how we should work together to address the current situation. We are called upon, wherever we may be, to remain calm, to exercise restraint, and to resist any attempts to incite violence, create panic, or fuel divisions amongst us. Whether we are leaders of political parties, taxi associations, business organizations, or unions, we need to do everything in our means to calm the situation that confronts our country right now. We should refrain from posting and circulating inflammatory messages on social media and from spreading rumors or false reports that may create further panic amongst our people. No one should take the law into their own hands. Rather, we should join those individuals and communities who are currently working with the police to prevent looting, and those members of the public who have provided tip-offs and information about instances of criminality. I'd like to thank a number of members of our communities around the two provinces who have taken the trouble to engage amongst themselves as community members to prevent any further looting. I'd also like to thank the operational members and commanders of the South African Police Service and other agencies for their response to acts of violence and provocation, which has helped to avert bloodshed and to limit the loss of lives. We extend our best wishes for a speedy recovery to the four South African Police Service members injured during this violence. Constable Sangweni, who was shot and injured in Alexandra, his two colleagues, Sergeant Marahani and Lieutenant Colonel Neforobodwe, who were hit with bricks, and Constable Siluane, who was shot and injured in Daveyton. Fellow South Africans, this violence and destruction takes place in the midst of a devastating pandemic. There is a danger that these events will lead to an even greater surge in infections, putting many more lives at risk and placing a greater burden on our health facilities and personnel. And as it is now, a number of health personnel have stayed away from their duties because of the fear of being caught in the crossfire. There is also a danger that our vaccination program will be disrupted in some areas, just as we need to significantly expand this. Today, the Acting Minister of Health informed me that they had to stop the vaccination program in a number of places in the country. We cannot allow this to happen. We will not allow this to happen. We've got to act. This moment has thrown into stark relief what we already know, that the level of unemployment, poverty and inequality in our society is unsustainable. This has become patently clear. We cannot expect a lasting and durable peace if we do not create jobs and build a more just and equitable society in which all South Africans can participate freely as well as equally. We must therefore commit ourselves not only to peace, but to greater economic opportunity for all. We are emerging now from a long period of uncertainty and stagnation. We have witnessed the effects of corruption and the erosion of the state, the terrible consequences of the abuse of power, and the neglect of duty. We have begun a process of healing, a process of reconstruction, and a process of renewal. We have set our country on a path of progress and recovery. We cannot allow a few people among us to threaten this collective effort and to stop us on our path to putting in place the reforms and the economic reconstruction that we should have. We will protect our constitutional democracy so that we can consolidate our gains. We will reject violence and chaos so that we can move forward. Let me repeat, we are building up and not shutting down. We will not be deterred as South Africans from the task that lies ahead of us. We are faced, as we have been faced many times before, with a moment of great challenge and great promise. Let us choose the path of peace and renewal and shun violence. Let us stand firm and emerge stronger. Together we will defeat those who seek to destabilize our country, who seek to reverse the gains that we have made. We will stand as one and must stand as one, united against violence, unanimous in our commitment to peace and to the rule of law. This is what we must do as South Africans. And this violence that has engulfed some parts of our country must come to an end. And let us work together to bring this to an end. I thank you, fellow South Africans.